All right, we're continuing in the Mesilas Yesharim in the introduction of the Ramchal. He's been discussing now the concept that when you see the natural tendency of intelligent people, they're going to usually gravitate towards various types of intellectual pursuits, astronomy, mathematics, philosophy, things of that nature, or in the Torah realm, they're going to go into pilpul halachos, lamdus, midrashim. But no one of the smart people is really going to invest in the depths of understanding of avodas Hashem. Why? Because it's self-evident that you have to love Hashem, you have to fear Hashem, you have to have avoda, tmima, cleave to Hashem. Everybody knows that. So there's no need in investing my mental energies. We said, go sing a Karl Bach song and have achdus. That's the way to get dveikus and avas Hashem. Sing a song. There's no iyun. There's no thinking there. Right? That's the Ramchal. Now we continue. V'lo yishar limud hadvar ma'ele will only be left people studying these lofty subjects who kriyas asfarim mizeh, any reading of any books that are dedicated to this mizeh hamin ki'im etzel osam, you're only going to find it by those people she'ein sichlam kol kach dak, their brains are not so sharp. The car of Lil Gas, they're thick-headed people, are the ones who are studying how to get close to Hashem. She'ele tira osam shokdim al kol zeh. Those are the ones, the thick dummies. They're the ones that are working hard on getting close to Hashem, dveikus, yira, etc. Ve'lo yazuzu mimenu. They're not going to move from those books. They get close to God books. Because they're stupid. They can't do anything else. Ad shelefi aminhag hanoheg ba'olam, kishetira echad mitchaseh, to the point where the minhag is, what the custom is that if you see somebody who's actually trying to become a chassid and work on his piety, lo tuchal imanem lachshodoto legas haseichel, you won't be able to hold yourself back from suspecting him of being a dummy. Dull-witted. Dummy. So look what we have. V'ulam. And what happens, the result is, told those haminagazeh, the ramifications of this type of custom, this minhag, which is evil, ra'os me'od l'chachamim, is very bad for the smart guys, u'levilti chachamim, and to the ones who are not smart. Both sides are going to miss the real understanding of what chassidus is, piety is. Amiti. And it's going to be very rare, very hard to find anyone who's really got what it means to have chassidus. Just them. The smart people, because they don't invest in it, because they think they know it, they go to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, they want to learn exciting things, deep, deep, deep. And the dummies, who are sitting there all day reading it, they don't really get it. That's all they can do, and they're not really understanding what is the analysis that is required to actually become a chassid. So you don't get it from this group, and you don't get it from this group. No one's got it. What's that? It's a tolda, it's a ramification of this horrible way of people looking at things. The smart.
How is that bad for the dumb people?
Who's going to be the progenitor of these principles? Who's going to be sitting and teaching all of this? The dummies, they barely know what they're reading. They're just trying to feel something because they can't read Tosfos. And the guys learning Tosfos, they have their concept of getting close to Hashem is go hear Rabbi Reuben sing a song. Now I'm learning. When I learn, and there's no yira, there's no dveikus, there's no ava, and then we go to kumzitz and we feel something. That's what happens. Because I know, of course I have to love Hashem. It's pashut. Okay? So he says here, "V'yachzar min abilti chachamim." It's going to be missing from those that are not so smart. "L'miut hasagasim also," because they cannot grasp these principles. They can't make these fine distinctions in avodas Hashem. "Ad shi'idamu rov bnei ha'adam." Most people are going to be thinking the wrong thought. "Shachasidus talui ba'amiras mizmorim harbe." Here, Kalbach. People are going to think that what's chasidus? It's just singing a lot of songs. Viduyim and a lot of ashamnu bagadnus. I know. Arukim tehillim. I know what it is. I made a joke. He's saying the zmiros that he's talking about is David HaMelech's tehillim. They say that's a chasid. Just say tehillim all day. Or say vidui all day. I said Karl Bach, but say same thing. Right? Arukim me'od, long ashamnu bagadnu, and saying vidui all day long. Somos kashim, lots of fasting. Utvilos kerach, vasheleg, dunking in ice, doing mikveh dunking in freezing cold water. That's what a chassid is. That's what it is to really love God. Kulam dvarim she'ei asher ein haseichel noach bahem. The mind cannot tolerate that this is really what chassidus is. It's just beating your body up. As Rabbi Green used to say, what, eating oats and stuff and not sleeping, standing up straight, and all these stupid things like a horse. That's a chassid. God is a horse. Me'ein dadas shoketa. Your mind cannot accept this as true. Ba'chassidus hamiti. The real chassidus, the true, hanirtza v'anechma, the one that God loves, appeases God and is pleasant. Rachok mitzir sichlenu. It's very far from our mind's perception. It's very far. Kized davar pashut. Because it's obvious. Milsa de lo ram yale de enesh lava daite. Something that is not, how does he translate it? Occupy your mind of a person. You're not going to think about it. If you don't actively think about it, it's going to disappear. Even though it's already fixed in the heart of every man, every straight man, the beginnings and the foundations of being a tzaddik and a chassid and all these principles of avas Hashem, they're there. We're built, it's built into us. Im lo yasok behem, if you do not actively do it and work it, yireh pratav v'lo yakireim, if you don't look for the details and you don't recognize them, yavor aleihem, you're going to transgress it or leave it, ignore it, v'lo yargishbam, you won't even feel it. So in the beginning it was there. We had the possibility. We want it. Everybody has these foundations inside of him. But he's going to contrast it in a minute with other things that are built into the human psyche. And this idea of being straight and close to Hashem, etc., is not something that with that hard, constant work, it's going to just disappear and become distorted into something very weird and very superficial and external, like dunking in the ice and doing that. Not that he's saying that there's no room for that. We know that Chazal say that there's fasting, and that there's doing dunking in the mikveh, and devotion to Hashem, and vidui, and tehillin. All these things Chazal teach us are things that can raise our spirituality and bring us close to Hashem. There's no doubt about it. But that's not the main thing. And that has to be known when, how, what, where. But here, this guy, all he thinks could work, because he can't actually think about what is the derech. How do I use my deep mind, my sharp mind, to get closer to Hashem? That's not something in his repertoire. He doesn't have that ability. Most people don't do it that way. And they need to. So here we go. Next paragraph. Re'ei, ki ein divrei chassidus. Chassidus, which he's saying is piety, v'inyanei ha'yir, and all matters of fear of Hashem, v'ava, v'ta'aras alev, dvarim mutboim ba'adam. They are not fixed in man to the point, ad shelo yitzdarchu emtzayim liknosam, to the point where they're just natural. Meaning to say, you do not have to work hard and acquire the understanding of fear of an Arab right now if you're in Shar Shechem. It's natural. You're automatically fearing and scared. Your heart starts beating. You're running away. You don't have to work up. That's fixed in the human mind, in his whatever you call it. It's pashut. You immediately see some scary situation, you get scared. You don't have to work on it. You don't have to go to a seminar. You don't have to read his book to get that. That's natural. So this is natural too, closeness to Hashem. But it's not that natural that you don't have to work on it. It was there. The beginnings are there. But now we have to kill ourselves, literally, to make sure that this feeling comes alive. That's what he's going to say now. All natural actions and instincts, all those things you don't have to work on. You don't have to get yourself psyched up for these scary or exciting moments. That's automatic. Kashena, like when you're tired, you go to sleep. You don't have to figure out that you're tired. It's obvious. Bakitza, to wake up when you're awake. Rav, hunger. You don't have to work yourself up to get hungry. You know what that means. Basava, satisfaction. These are feelings and emotions or whatever, biological feelings that you do not have to work on. Vikol shar atnuos hachakukos b'tiv'enu. All the other reactions, instincts that are etched into our nature. Elavadai tzutrichim heim lemtzayim. We have to figure out means, v'tachbulos, tricks, liknososam, in order to acquire these things. It's not going to happen naturally. V'lo yubatzru gamkein mafsidim lahem. And there will be no shortage of the things that try to take you away from closeness to Hashem. Shiyarchiku min ha'adam. They will distance you from it. Ve'lo yechasru drachim laharchik mafsideihim. And there won't be any... he's doing it again. There won't be any lacking of the things that are going to make you get to the things that make you lose your closeness to Hashem. It's everywhere. In ken eifo. How's it going to be? Eich lo yitzarech lahutzi zman al ha'iyun hazeh. How can you not have to take time to actually analyze this? Ladat amitas advarim, to know the truth. V'ladas aderech liknosam, and to figure out how am I going to acquire these lofty feelings. They're feelings, right? Feelings of love, feelings of fear, feelings of closeness. These are feelings. How do you cultivate them? Ulekaim, to make it happen. Ma'ay tavo achachma hazos. Where is this wisdom going to come from? Beleva adam im lo yivakshenu. How is it going to happen? Rav says it's never going to happen. You understand? It's never ever going to happen. You are never going to all of a sudden wake up and love Hashem and fear sin and fear yiras haromim. This is not just going to ever happen on their own. Never. You have to consciously work on thinking about these things as often and as deeply as you can. And whatever trick you're going to do to make it work for the first time is not going to work the second time or the third time. You have to keep becoming vibrant and looking for more inspiration in ways. I remember that Rabbi Greenot on these paragraphs said many, many years ago in the old Beis Medrash, he talked about how all he's really doing is setting an alarm clock to wake up. That's all this book is, an alarm clock. To wake you up in the morning. So no matter how you get a bigger alarm clock, eventually the first time you have the big alarm clock, boom, you jump out of bed. It's a scary noise. It's a very scary thing. So that worked. Boom, you have a connection, a realization that you have to wake up. But after a while, not a long while, that loud noise is not so loud anymore. And you sleep right through that. So you have to get another one, a louder one, or a different one. You're constantly having to adjust the dials in order to consciously wake up. And that's all this book is. It's going to teach us all of the tricks, all of the methods, so that you have internal dials that you could turn and wake up and turn down and turn up and sideways and all these things to make it that you can be conscious all the days of our lives of what we're doing. What are we doing in this world? You understand? This is a very hard thing to do. But it's so easy when you actually do it. When you're actually doing it, to think, what am I doing right now when I say good morning to this person? What's my goal? What am I doing? Just thinking, asking one stupid question. I'm saying Kriya Shma Lamita. What is my goal? What am I doing? Do I know what I'm doing? I'm saying Pesukah Dezimra. Am I thinking about what I'm doing? Just little questions like that change everything. Everything. I'm opening the door. What am I thinking? What am I opening it for? When I say hello, just simple thinking. What do I want to accomplish now vis-a-vis Hashem? Simple questions change everything. Everything in your life changes when this is on the forefront of your mind. What does God want from me right this second? Obviously, this book is going to be very complicated. And it's not just going to be that simple. It's just, what does God want? But that's the beginning. What's your goal? What do you have to do? What are you looking for? The second you start asking that question on a consistent basis, you will see major changes in your kavana, in your, I'm eating food now, I'm drinking my coffee. What do I want to gain from this? What is my motivation? Every single havamina of Rav and Avaye, every single move in the Gemara, we're thinking, what was he thinking? What was the point? What's his goal? What's his motivation? How many times a day do we think, what's my motivation? How many times a day?
Very rarely. We're just dogs.
I gotta go to the toilet. My stomach says go. My stomach says eat. My stomach says this. I'm feeling bad. He hurt my feelings. I'm reacting. There's no thinking about what am I doing every minute. So don't do it every minute. But a few times a day to what we call huddling up, like in a football game. Just to figure out, to take the few seconds to think, what is the next play? What's happening? What am I doing with the person in front of me? What's my agenda? What do I want to accomplish? Simple. Visit and eventually connect it to the God. That all of a sudden is going to bring you close to Hashem. It has to. Think about it. It has to bring you close to Hashem. Just the thought of what's happening. Someone's yelling at me. Harsh things on the telephone or an email. Whatever it is. Stressing me out. If I stop to think for 1 second, what does God want from me right now? Do you realize the whole screaming, the person's yelling at me, everything is going to change in that split second? Think about how liberating that is. Right now we're just scared, yelling, someone's yelling at me, the dog is scared, I want to run. Just think, what does God want right now? Do you see how quickly things can change, the stress, how quick it could all shift? That's just thinking about God and coming close. How do I get close to Hashem right now as this person is hurting my feelings? How do I do that? It's a very different person. Where did I leave off? We done? Have another minute? Let's try to finish this sentence. Did I finish the sentence? Nobody's going to tell me where I am, huh? Huh? Oh, it's a new paragraph. We'll stop here. Okay? Try it. Try it tomorrow. Or tonight. Think. Huh?